This morning, I want to talk about two points in my lesson. Why it is so important to grow in Christ, and how to grow in Christ. It is important for us to grow in Christ so that we are not barren nor unfruitful in knowledge. Turn with me to 2 Peter. 2 Peter 1:8. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this passage in Scripture is telling us that as we grow, we will be able to do and understand things concerning Christ and the church. Also in Ephesians 4:18, it is telling us that if we don't grow, we'll be darkened, also meaning bad, because of the ignorance and or not even going to church. Being followers of Jesus is what's commanded of us to do in 1 Peter 2:21. This doesn't mean to live a perfect life and commit no sin, because all of us will commit sin, Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we need to live faithful like Jesus did. My second point, Ephesians 4:14 states that if we should no longer be like children, tossed to and fro and carried about, meaning that we're sometimes confused. If we speak the truth in love so that we might grow in him, who is head, who is Christ. We shall not have any doubts about God. Turn your Bibles to James 1. James 1:5-8. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in his own ways. This passage is telling us not to give up hope and faith, but keep trying. Picture the waves in these verses as the devil. When you go to the beach and the waves of the devil pushes you back, just like the devil, don't give up. Keep fighting. Staying in Christ and keeping your faith in the Lord is important also. In Ephesians 4:13-16, we'll see that if we stay in Christ and the church and keep our faith in the Lord, he will build up and edify ourselves. We may also teach others about God, Jesus, church, and salvation. Look in Hebrews 5:12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. You have come to need milk and not solid food. So when we first teach others, we need to teach them the basics of the oracles of God, meaning the scriptures. And then when one matures, teach them the harder oracles of God, discerning both good and evil. We shall all want to be like Jesus, becoming strong in spirit and filled with wisdom. And the most important reason why we need to grow in, is to go to heaven. If we grow and abound, God promises that we'll never stumble. 2 Peter 1:10. God's telling us that if we stay faithful, we will inherit the kingdom of God and we'll go to heaven. If we do not stay faithful and abide in him, we will be blind, confused, and won't know what to do. And 2 Peter 1:11 also promises an inheritance to the kingdom of heaven. We also need to understand the picture, how God describes it. Ephesians 4:13-14 states a child and a mature man. Some of us brothers in here, I might remember when about 9 or 10 years old, and we used to always say, "Mommy, mommy, can I go in the kitchen and make a sandwich?" And then once we turned like 14 or 15, your voice is starting to get deeper. "Hey, Mom, can we go in the kitchen and make a sandwich?" You know what I'm saying? That's the voice of the mature man when you got older. So in verse 13, our measure is Christ. And when you stop looking at things as confusing and so hard and just plot things out and try, that was the example of a child and a mature man. And we also need to put off the old man and put on the new. Ephesians 4:22-24 states that you need to put away former conduct and become righteous and holy, and to be renewed in the spirit of our mind, verse 23. And we need to see of light and not of darkness, Ephesians 5:8-10. We've talked about some of the reasons why we need to go to heaven. Now the second part of my lesson will be, how do we grow in Christ? 2 Peter 1:5-7 tells us about faith, Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To faith, add virtue, more courage, which is more courage. To virtue, add knowledge, 1 Peter 2:2. Electing according to the foreknowledge of God our Father. Add from knowledge, self-control. Ephesians 4:26-27 gives an example by being angry, but do not sin, and let the sun come down to our wrath. This means to not get too angry to the point where a fight is about to happen or you're knocking things over. I know a lot of us are saying, "Oh man, I do that a lot." I remember when I was young and before I became a member of the church, every time I got mad, I'd watch out because I was going to do some damage. But now I know and have self-control. So it's the self-control at perseverance. 1 Corinthians 15:58, being steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. To perseverance at godliness, Ephesians 5:10, finding out what's acceptable to the Lord. Also in Titus 2:12, tells us to live soberly, righteous, and godly in the present age. And to godliness at brotherly kindness, Ephesians 4:32, being kind to one another, tenderhearted, and forgiving one another just as Christ has forgave us. And to brotherly kindness, add love. Matthew 22:37-39. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and great commandment. And love your neighbor as yourself. So you see, this is why it is important to grow up in Christ and ways on how you can grow in Christ. But remember, before one can get baptized and grow up in the church, he must know what church to get baptized in, and that's the Church of Christ, Romans 16:16. Salute one another with a holy kiss at the Church of Christ. Salute you. So come to Jesus right now, because tomorrow is never promised, James 4:14. You do not know what will happen tomorrow.